Because you've not properly glorified the path of devotional service.
他的雇主不得不来教导他说，这是因为你没有足够的荣耀奉献服务的道路。
So in the same way, people who just simply take to the study of the Vedas, they do not get the real satisfaction, the spiritual pleasure, which is there, through devotional service.
因此，那些只专注于研习伟大经典的人，他们不能够得到灵性的快乐，也就是说，通过做对 Krishna 奉献服务所体验到的那些快乐。
We have to understand the purpose of the Vedas.
我们要理解到伟大经典的目的。
And this will be explained in the next verse also.
这个在下一个世界之中也得到了解释。
Text 46,
第四十六节。
Yavan arta udapane sarvata sampluto dake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanata。
大渊有小池之用，同样，伟达经的所有目的，对于了解其背后之目的的人来说，无不为其所用。
All the purposes, the small ponds can be served by a great river.
所有的这些小小池塘的用途呢，都可以被一条大河来满足。
I don't know, you're all city dwellers, you may not have experience of living in the Indian village.
我不知道，因为你们所有的人都是城市居住者，所以你们可能没有在印度的一个村庄里居住的体验。
But in the Indian villages, if there's no river, they will have wells.
在印度的村庄里，如果没有河流的话，他们会有井。
And there's one well where you take a bath. There's another well where you can wash clothes.
有一个井是沐浴的，另外的一个井是可以洗衣服的。
There's another well where you get the water. You can wash the cow or the bulls, animals.
还有另外的一个井，你从中汲水，可以去洗母牛、洗公牛、其他的动物。
And there's another well for drinking, cooking water.
还有一个是饮用水、烹调用水的井。
So like that, different wells.For different purposes.
就那样，有不同的井，为了不同的目的。
But if there's a river, then you go to the river and everything is done.
但如果有一条河的话，你去河边，那么所有的一切都可以得成。
Yeah, if you go to Benares and you see all the people in Benares at the bank of the Ganges every day, they're all taking, somebody's taking a bath, somebody's washing clothes, somebody's getting drinking water.
如果你去贝拿勒斯，你可以看到贝拿勒斯的人们，他们在恒河的岸边，有的人在沐浴，有的人在洗衣服，有的人在取这个喝的水。
So this is compared to all the different purposes of the Vedas.
这就被比喻为是伟大经的不同的目的。
There are many different purposes in the Vedas. Somebody wants to go to heaven. Somebody wants to enjoy the results of something.
在伟大经典上提到，他有不同的目的，有的人想上天堂，有的人想享受他们工作的结果。
But we should understand that simply by Krishna consciousness, you get the result of all the purposes of the Vedas.
但我们要明白到，仅仅是通过做奉献服务，便可以达成伟大经的所有目的。
Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness includes everything.
帕帕解释说 ，Krishna 知觉包括了所有的一切。
There's karma kanda, there's karma yoga, there's jnana yoga, there's bhakti yoga. It's all in Krishna consciousness.
有 karma kanda, 所以有 karma yoga, 还有 bhakti yoga, 有 jnana yoga, 所有的一切都在 Krishna 知觉之中。
And in Krishna consciousness, we don't just pick and choose. We take everything and use it all for the service of Krishna.
在 Krishna 知觉之中，我们并不挑挑拣拣，我们把所有的一切都接受，用于对 Krishna 的服务。
Yeah, we do chanting, we do worship of the deity, we will do cooking, we will do all different aspects of service.
我们唱诵、崇拜神像，我们做饭，我们做所有服务的这些方方面面。
Yeah, we're all studying some books, but we also do chanting.
我们学习这个书籍，而且也做唱诵。
We also do preaching.
我们还去传教。
This is all part of Krishna consciousness.
这些都是 Krishna 知觉的一部分。
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the purpose of the Vedas being to chant the holy name.
Srila Prabhupada 在要旨之中提到了伟大经典，它其实的目的就是唱诵圣名。
Somebody may question that you Hare Krishna people, you don't study the Vedas. What do you have to do with the Vedas?
有的人可能会质询我们，那么你们这些 Hare Krishna 的人，你们就是整天唱诵，你们并不学习伟大经典，你们对伟大经有什么了解？
But simply by chanting the holy name, it's understood that you have already studied all the Vedas.
但仅仅通过唱诵圣名就可以了解到你已经研习了所有的伟大经典。
The purpose of all the Vedas, all the purpose of all the Vedas is to bring people to that point that they will chant the holy name.
所有伟大经典的所有的目的都是为了使人们达到唱诵圣名的那个层面。
And Prabhupada quotes a scriptural verse to support this.
而帕帕引用了一个诗节来证明这一点。
The different karmakanda activities are just simply meant to encourage people in self-realization.
Karmakanda 不同的部分呢，只是为了鼓励人们做自我觉悟。
We don't have time. People today, nobody has time to study all the Vedas.
现今人们没有时间研习所有的伟大经典。
And neither do we have the intelligence to understand the Vedas.
而且我们也没有理解伟大经典的智慧。
Lord Chaitanya was told, when Lord Chaitanya was in Benares, then some other sannyasis challenged him and asked him, why are you not studying Vedanta?
除贾坦尼亚他在贝拿勒斯的时候有其他的一个散尼亚西挑战他，为什么你不研习维丹塔？
And Lord Chaitanya said, my spiritual master said I was a foolish person and I could not understand Vedanta, I should just chant Hare Krishna.
主宰坦尼回答说，因为我的灵性导师认为我是一个愚蠢的人，我不能够理解维丹塔，所以我就要唱诵 Hare Krishna.
In the same way, we are all foolish people today.
同样道理，我们都是今天的蠢人。
And we just have to chant Hare Krishna.
而我们只要唱诵 Hare Krishna 就行了。
But that chanting of Hare Krishna itself is the perfection of the Vedas.
但这种对 Hare Krishna 的唱诵本身就是伟大经典的完美。
Because if anybody does take the trouble to study all the Vedas and the Vedanta, after going through all of that, they will come to the conclusion that there's nothing else but the chanting of Hare Krishna.
因为即便有人不怕麻烦的去研习所有的伟大经典和所有的这个维丹塔，那么他最后会得出一个结论，除了唱诵圣名之外，没有其他的事情可做。
One of the devotees who preaches in India was telling me that he met this one yogi who had been doing austerities for 50 years.
有一个在印度传教的奉献者告诉我说，他遇到了一个已经做了50年苦行的 yogi.
He'd been living in a cave on his own, doing great austerities for 50 years.
他独自一人住在一个山洞里，做了50年的苦行。
And after 50 years, he'd come to the conclusion that the most important thing was the chanting of the holy name.
而50年之后，他得到的结论便是，唯一重要的事情就是唱诵主的圣名。
The devotee told him, he said, I learned that the first day I met the devotees.
而这个奉献者就告诉他说，我在我见奉献者的第一天就学会了这个。
We didn't have to wait 50 years for that.
我们并不需要为此等待50年。
And so we should understand how fortunate we are.
我们要明白到自己有多么的幸运。
Krishna conscious movement is the real, we are actually following the real culture of the Vedas.
其实 Krishna 知觉运动，在这运动之中，我们是真的在追随伟大的文化。
Text 47.
第47节。
Another very famous verse.
另外一节非常著名的诗节。
Everyone can repeat. I will chant first. Please try to follow.
我会先唱诵，然后大家试着跟我一起唱。
Karmani eva adhikaraste.
Karmani eva adhikaraste.
Mapalishu kadachana.
Mapalishu kadachana.
Na karma.Pala hetur bur,
makarma pala hetur bur.
Mate sangos vakarmani,
mate sangos vakarmani.
Karmani evadikaraste,
karmani evadikaraste.
Mapaleshu kadachana,
mapaleshu kadachana.
Makarma pala hetur bur,
makarma pala hetur bur.
Mate sangos vakarmani,
mate sangos vakarmani.
你有义务履行附定职责，但没有权利享有活动的结果。千万不要以为自己是活动成果的原因，也不可不去履行责任。
If any of you ever go to India and try to preach Krishna consciousness.Indian people will often quote this verse to you.
如果你曾经去过印度，并且试图在那里传教 Krishna 知觉的话，人们你遇到的人，他们就会给你引用这个诗节。
Or even if you meet an Indian here.
或者你在这里见到一个印度人，也是如此。
They will probably also doubt you.
他们可能也会告诉你的。
But this verse is often misquoted.
但这个诗节经常是得到错误的引用。
They only quote the first line.
他们只引用第一节。第一行
Karmani evadikaraste.
Karmani evadikaraste.
Arjuna, our Krishna is telling Arjuna, your qualification is to work.
Krishna 告诉 Arjuna, 你的资格就是去工作。
You have the your nature, your quality is such that you should work.
你的本性，你的品性就是去工作。
So people like to quote this, all the businessmen, all the people working, they will say, Krishna says, Karmani evadikaraste.
那那些做生意的人，那些工作的人，他们就喜欢引用这一个世界的这一行，说 Karmadhyay Vadi Kadastay。
That we should work.
我们应该工作。
Yeah, they will say, yes, it's our duty, we should all work.
说这是我们的职责，我们都要去工作。
But what else does Krishna say after that?
但在这之后 Krishna 还说了什么？
Krishna doesn't just say you should work, but he says how you should work.
Krishna 不仅提到了你应该去工作，而且还提到了应该如何去工作。
And what should you do with the result of the work?
以及你对工作的结果怎么办
？Mapaleshu kadachana.
Mapaleshu kadachana.
The second line says, "You are not entitled to the results of your work."
第二行说你没有权利享有活动的成果。
Nobody remembers that part.
没有人记得这部分。
They will just say, "No, I have a right to work."
每个人都说我有权利工作。
I have my business. I'm making money.
我有自己的生意，我在赚钱。
Krishna says we can do this in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 中说我们可以这么做。
But Krishna also says you are not to enjoy the result of your work.
但 Krishna 还说了，你不应该去享受你工作的结果。
The result of your work is not for sense gratification.
工作的结果不是为了感官的满足。
Then we say, "What I'm making so much profit? What should I do with all my profit?"
然后我们可能会问，那么我有这么多的利润怎么办？我应该把我的利润拿来做什么
？It's not to be wasted on sense gratification.
不应该浪费在感官满足上。
So Arjuna's qualification is to work.
所以 Arjuna 的资格就是他的品格就是去工作。
Don't think that you are the cause of the results.
但不要以为你自己是活动的原因。
If we think,
活动的结果的原因。
If we think we're the cause of the result, then we will take the effect with us.
因为如果我们要认为自己是结果的原因的话，我们就要接受它的影响。
But if we work for Krishna, giving the results to Krishna, the result is we get free of lust.
但如果我们为 Krishna 而工作，把这个结果给 Krishna 的话，那么我们就会免除我们的色欲。
So we have to try to bring our work, our knowledge to this spiritual platform.
因此，我们要使我们的知识、我们的工作提升到这个灵性的层面上来。
Here you can see also how Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight.
在这里，我们也可以看到 Krishna 是如何鼓励 Arjuna 去作战的。
Arjuna's attachment was not to fight.
阿朱那的依附是不去作战。
But that is attachment also.
但这也是一种依附。
And we shouldn't be attached.
我们不应该依附。
We should just want to do whatever Krishna tells us to do.
我们只想去做 Krishna 告诉我们去做的事情。
Text 48.
第48节。
Yogastha kuru karmani sangam takva dananjaya siddhya siddhyo samobhutva samadvam yoga uchyate.
尔朱那呀，你要沉着地去履行责任，放弃对成败的一切执着，这样的心意平衡就叫做瑜伽。
Krishna is instructing Arjuna, don't be attached to success or failure. Just simply be steady.
Krishna 再一次教育尔朱那说，不要依附于成功或者是失败，仅仅是要坚定。
We may use a stick to kill a snake.
就像有的人，我们可能可以用一根棍子杀死一条蛇。
So the stick is taken in someone's hand and somebody uses that stick and hits the snake with the stick.
那么这个棍子拿在一个人的手里，有人用这根棍子去打一条蛇。
The stick is killing the snake, but the stick is not responsible.
棍子打死了蛇，但是棍子却并不负责任。
It's the person who's holding the stick who's responsible.
是那个拿棍子的人要负责任。
In the same way, Arjuna is going to fight, but he's not responsible for the results of the fight.
同样道理，阿朱呢要去作战，但他对于作战的结果却不负责任。
He's fighting under Krishna's instruction.
因为他是在 Krishna 的训示之下去作战的。
Krishna's ordering him to do it.
Krishna 命令他去做。
Krishna takes responsibility for the action.
Krishna 承受这个活动的结果。
So this is samadhi.
这就是 samadhi.
The Prabhupada is explaining here about.How one has to be his consciousness has to be on Krishna.
帕帕在这里解释了一个人如何一直知觉着 Krishna.
And he talks that if people don't do this, then they're simply misers.
他说不这么做的人，他们仅仅是守财奴罢了。
They have again. We had this example earlier in the chapter about people comparing brahmanas and misers.
我们在本章的早些部分有这个比喻，就是一个 brahmana 和一个守财奴之间。
So Prabhupada explains that we should use all of our energy working in Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada 说我们应该运用我们所有的能量用于对 Krishna 的，就是在 Krishna 知觉之中。
And in this way, we don't suffer. We're not responsible for any abominable
activity. 这样我们便不再遭受痛苦了，不用再为任何令人憎恶的活动负责任了。
So Arjuna doesn't have to worry about being responsible for any.
Arjuna 不必担心要为任何事情负责。第四十九节。
Turena hi avaram karma buddhi yoga dananjaya buddho sharanam anvicha kripana palahetava
财富的征服者呀，以奉献服务远离一切可憎的活动，在这种知觉中臣服主吧。那些欲求享受活动成果的人，既吝啬又可怜。
Sharanam is used there. Sharanam, the word in Sanskrit, Sharanam means full surrender.
在这里用了 Sharanam 一词，这个意思就是完全的臣服。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all about what is the meaning of this surrender.
说了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他写了就是对这个完全臣服下了一个定义。
Explains that surrender means to accept everything which is favorable for Krishna consciousness.
他说臣服的意思就是接受所有一切对 Krishna 知觉有利的事物。
And reject everything unfavorable.
并且排斥一切不利的事情。
So this is Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 知觉。
We have the choice either to work for sense gratification or for Krishna.
我们有选择，或者为 Krishna 而工作，或者为感官享乐而工作。
If we work for sense gratification, then that is the bodily platform.
如果只是为了感官满足而工作，那便只是在躯体的层面上。
But when you work for Krishna, that is the spiritual platform.
但当你为 Krishna 而工作的话，那便是处在灵性的层面上。
So this is the difference between material and spiritual.
这就是物质和灵性之间的区别。
The same activities, but different consciousness.
同样的活动，知觉却不同。
We're using the same body, the same activities, the same place, but the consciousness can be very different.
我们用同样的躯体，同样的活动，同样的地点，但是知觉却是完全不同的。
We work for Krishna, we get purified, we get free of all the bad things, of the lust, the greed, the anger, the envy.
那么我们为 Krishna 而工作。就可以摆脱所有这些不好的东西，比如色欲、愤怒、贪婪、嫉妒。
But when we work for sense gratification, these things simply increase.
但如果我们为了感官满足而工作的话，这些东西便只会增加而已。
We just become more entangled in the material world.
我们便会更加的纠缠于物质的世界之中。
So in this way, Krishna has explained Buddhi Yoga.
这样 Krishna 解释了 Buddhi Yoga.
Without attachment to the results.In the service of Krishna.
在对 Krishna 的服务之中不依附结果的去工作。
Working just for Krishna's satisfaction.
仅仅为了满足 Krishna 而工作。
Are there any questions?
有什么问题吗？
我们如果服务 Krishna 的话，所有的人都同样得到好处。像我们在这个地球上有很多伟大的奉献者，他们也都在纯粹的服务 Krishna。为什么很多人他感受不到这个，他通过他们服务 Krishna， 然后这些受条件限制的灵魂得到的好处？
We're working for Krishna, everybody benefits, but what's the other problem?
But there are already so many great devotees working for Krishna, but then how could so many conditioned souls cannot feel the benefits?
Not that they'll get the benefit immediately.
不是他们马上就可以得到这个好处。
It will take some time.
需要花一段时间。
Prabhupada explains that even a small percentage of the population become Krishna conscious, it will make a big change in the world.
浩帕解释说，即便在社会中人口的一小部分具有 Krishna 知觉的话，那么对于整个世界来说都会是很大的一个改变。
It won't happen immediately. It will take some time.
不会立刻发生，会花一点时间的。
That is why we have to have faith in these devotional activities.
这是为什么我们要对这些奉献服务的活动有信心。
Prabhupada spent his whole life planning how to spread Krishna consciousness.
帕帕一生都在计划着如何传播 Krishna 知觉。
He said there was never a moment when he forgot Krishna.
他说从未有一个时刻他忘记了 Krishna.
But it wasn't until he was, you know, 70-something when things started to happen.
但直到他70岁为止，还都没有什么事情发生呢。
So don't think that, you know, everything is just going to change immediately.
所以不要以为一切都可以立刻改变。
But it will happen. It's a gradual process.
会发生的，但是一个循序渐进的过程。
But it depends also on our own purity. You know, we often think, well, I chant Hare Krishna, I'm a devotee. Why has the world not changed?
我是一个奉献者，我在唱诵Hare Krishna，为什么这个世界不改变呢？
But we have to look at our own devotion. What is the standard of our devotional service?
但我们必须要看一看自己，我们有什么样标准的奉献服务。
You know, how good devotees are we?
我们是什么好，是不是很好的奉献者？
What is our absorption? What is our intensity in Krishna consciousness?
我们最沉迷于其中的是什么？ 我们 Krishna知觉的强度有多少？
Yeah, we are often influenced by so many material things.
我们经常受到这么多的物质事物的影响。
We have so many dirty things still in the heart.
我们心里还有这么多肮脏的东西。
We have to really purify the heart.
我们真的要净化我们的心灵。
We have to really get our devotional service to the highest platform.
我们真的要把我们的奉献服务提升到最高的层面。
It takes time.
所以需要花时间。
You know, just because we're initiated in chanting Hare Krishna a few years, we can't expect we're going to change the world.
我们仅仅是得到了启迪，并且唱诵Hare Krishna有几年了，就不能因此而期待着就能改变世界。
But if you continue throughout your life,
但如果你能够终其一生的继续努力,
if we have that vayavasayatmika buddhi, that resolute determination that we will go on and no matter what happens, we will try and dedicate everything for Krishna.
如果你有这种vayavasayatmika buddhi，有这种坚定的做奉献服务的决心的话，那无论发生什么事情，你都可以去努力，那样你就会获得一定的成果。
Purity is a force.
因此纯粹是力量。
And the more we are pure, the more our devotees can be pure in our activities, that we are the more effect we can have on the whole society.
奉献者越纯粹，我们越做更多的活动，那么我们对社会的影响也就越大。
We see Prabhupada, one person, that he could influence so many people.
我们可以看到帕帕仅仅一个人，他就可以影响到这么多人。
Like that, it takes some time.
就像那样，要花一定的时间。
It's a gradual process.
是一个循序渐进的过程。
We have to go through the different stages of purification.
我们要经历净化的不同阶段。
Gradually, you will see that it takes effect. Things begin to happen. Things change.
逐渐的，你可以看到它会起作用的，事情会改变的。
That may not work out the way we wanted it.
但它可能不是按照我们想要的那种方式运作的。
Just like Prabhupada was thinking, well, Prabhupada was thinking, I have my business. I'm going to make money and give it to my guru.
就像帕帕想的，他在想，我在做生意，我可以赚钱，然后把钱给guru。
But Krishna didn't want that.
但Krishna不想要那个。
Krishna took away all of his money.
Krishna把他所有的钱都拿走了。
And even his family disrespected him.
即便是他的家里人也不尊敬他。
So Prabhupada said this was Krishna's special mercy.
帕帕说这是Krishna的特殊仁慈。
When Krishna is very merciful to someone, it takes their material attachments away.
当Krishna对一个人非常仁慈的时候，他就会把他所有的物质衣服都拿走。
Because then when everything is taken from them, then they're helpless, and then they are become more intense in their service to Krishna.
因为当他什么都没有的时候呢，他就不再依附那些物质的东西，他在奉献服务的道路上就会变得，他的强度就会更大。
So we may see these things in our own life.
我们可以在自己的生活中也看到这些事情。
And we should also think Krishna's special mercy.
我们也应该想着这是Krishna的特殊仁慈。
A devotee sees everything as the plan of Krishna.
一个奉献者把一切都看成是Krishna的计划。
And he remains surrendered to Krishna's plan.
而他一直都保持对Krishna计划的臣服。
So again, it's a question of how much faith we have in this process of Krishna consciousness.
再一次要提出这个问题，也就是说，在Krishna知觉的程序之中，我们有多少信心？
If we have seen some change in ourselves by Krishna consciousness, then that can give us more faith in the power of the process.
如果我们可以看到Krishna知觉对我们自己有多少改变的话，那么就可以给我们更多的信心，看到这个程序的力量。
And it will give us more conviction to try to give this process to others.
这样可以让我们更加确信把这个程序也给别人。
You know people, you've seen people come to Krishna consciousness after you. You must have seen changes in them.
你见过一些在你之后进入 Krishna 知觉的人，你一定看到他们身上的改变吧。
So don't you see that maybe not everyone in the world is changing, but some are changing?
所以你看不到吗？即便不是世界上的所有的人都在改变，但至少有一些人已经在改变。
More and more people becoming aware of Krishna.
越来越多的人他们觉察到了 Krishna。
Even they may not be practicing Krishna consciousness, but at least they have some awareness of Krishna, the holy name.
可能他们还没有开始修习 Krishna 知觉，但至少他们已经察觉到一点 Krishna 和圣名。
So we're planting the seeds for the future.
我们在为未来而播种。
The seeds will take some time. They need watering.
种子需要一段时间才能发芽，它们需要浇灌。
The seeds don't all come up at the same time.
而且种子不会在同一个时间全长出来。
They take some time before they come up.
在它们长出来之前需要一段时间。
But we should have that faith to go on and try to, first of all, be a good example ourselves and try to make others Krishna conscious also.
但我们应该有继续努力下去的这种信心，自己做一个好榜样，并且试图使其他的人也变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
Prabhupada explained that sometimes in India there would be a plague or famine.
泡帕解释说，有的时候在印度会发生一场瘟疫。
Devotee who was in any difficulties.
可是你去见一个奉献者，从来也见不到一个处于困境之中的奉献者。
So Krishna always makes arrangements for the maintenance of his devotees.
因为 Krishna 总是为他奉献者的维系，为他奉献者的生计而做出安排。
A devotee, of course, does not put a big demand on Krishna.
奉献者当然不会苛求 Krishna 了。
It's not that we tell Krishna, oh, please protect me, I don't want to get SARS.
不是说奉献者向 Krishna 祈祷说，请保护我，我不想得非典。
A devotee simply serves Krishna.
奉献者仅仅服务 Krishna.
And Krishna takes care of whatever is necessary for the devotee.
而 Krishna 照顾对奉献者而言所必须的一切。
Sometimes devotees are not saved.
有的时候奉献者没有得到拯救。
Just like just recently in Mayapur, there were some devotees who lost their lives during the flood in Mayapur.
就像最近在 Mayapur, 有一些奉献者在 Mayapur 的洪水之中就丧失了他们的性命。
So, can we say this is Krishna's arrangement?
我们能说这是 Krishna 的安排吗？
Well, maybe Krishna has his own plan for these devotees.
Krishna 可能对这些奉献者有他自己的计划。
A devotee does not put demands on Krishna. He accepts everything as the plan of.
奉献者不会苛求 Krishna 的，他把一切都接受为 Krishna 的计划。
So if the devotees were to get SARS, you know, if they had have got it, we've seen that also as Krishna's plan.
如果要是奉献者得了非典的话，我们会接受这也是 Krishna 的计划。
Everything is the arrangement of Krishna.
一切都是 Krishna 的安排。
We're hearing today, we should not be attached to the results, to the success or failure, happiness or distress.
我们今天听到，我们不应该依附于苦乐或者是成败。
We're just attached to simply serving Krishna.
我们仅仅应该依附于对 Krishna 的服务。
And if we get some difficulties in our service, we accept that as the mercy of Krishna.
如果我们在服务之中遇到一些困难，我们接受那个是一种 Krishna 的仁慈。
And we think that whatever difficulties we're suffering, they're being minimized by the grace of Krishna.
而且我们要想到，无论我们遭受了什么样的困难，这都是 Krishna 已经把这些困难减到最低程度了。
And then when we're enjoying, when we're sad and happy and protected like that, then that is also Krishna's mercy that He's encouraging us.
当我们享受我们高兴的时候，这也是 Krishna 的仁慈，他在鼓励我们。
So in every situation we see Krishna acting for the welfare of the devotee.
在每一种处境之中都可以看到 Krishna 为了他奉献者的福祉而行事。
This is Krishna conscious vision.
这就是 Krishna 知觉的视觉。
We don't think, oh Krishna, if I got SARS, so Krishna must have forgot to protect me.
如果我们要得了非典，不能说 oh Krishna 一定忘了保护我了。
No, we think thatActually, I deserve to suffer more. Krishna is just giving me this.
我们应该想着，其实我本来罪有应得，应该遭受更多的痛苦。可是 Krishna 仅仅给了我这个。
Or maybe Krishna is giving me this, so I have the chance to meet all the other SARS patients, and I can teach them all to chant Hare Krishna.
或者是说 ，Krishna 让我得这个非典，是为了让我有机会遇见所有其他得非典的病人，这样我可以去教他们唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Wherever the devotee goes, his work.
奉献者去哪儿，他的工作都是一样的。
He has to chant Hare Krishna, be Krishna conscious himself, and try to give it to others.
他要唱诵 Hare Krishna, 不仅自己具有 Krishna 知觉，而且还要把它给别人。
So Prabhupada gives the example, just like a machine. If you've got some fan or some television, wherever you put it, it will do the same.
Prabhupada 给我们举例子说，比如一个电扇或者是电视，无论你把它放在哪儿，它做的事情都是一样的。
And same way, devotees are like that.
同样道理，奉献者也像那样。
Yeah, wherever they go, whatever situation they're in, they're sick or healthy, they're doing the same thing.
奉献者无论他们去哪儿，无论他们待在什么地方，无论他们是生病还是健康，他们做的都是一样的事情。
In Russia, some devotees were in jail for many years. They were just chanting.
在俄罗斯有一些奉献者被关在监狱里很多年，他们只是唱诵而已。
They were just chanting, preaching to the other prisoners.
他们就唱诵向其他的囚犯传教。
刚才我还不太理解，形容奉献者做奉献服务，就相当于给 Krishna 的，就像一棵树给树根浇水，然后所有的枝枝叶叶都得到好处。所有的生物体都得到好处，但不管是不是奉献者，对于一个非奉献者，他得到的好处是什么？
The benefit they get is that there are more people becoming Krishna conscious, so they're more influenced.
他们得到的好处就是说，随着越来越多的人变得具有 Krishna 知觉，那么他们受到的影响也就越大。
Yeah, they'll start to think more about it, take it more serious.
他们就会更多的开始想这件事情，更认真的对待这件事情。
Of course, the devotee will get more benefit than the non-devotee.
当然了，奉献者得到的好处要比非奉献者大得多。
But Krishna is equal to everyone.
可是 Krishna 对每一个人都是平等的。
So the non-devotees say, because just by contacting devotees, they are benefiting.
所以非奉献者们，他们通过接触奉献者也能够得到好处。
Krishna is also in the non-devotee's heart.
Krishna 也在非奉献者的心中。
So they also get some benefit.
他们也得到一些好处。
If they're in a Krishna-conscious society,Where there are some Krishna conscious temples or where people are distributing prasadam, they get benefit.
如果他们在 Krishna 知觉的协会之中，如果他们在庙里或者是在有人派发 prasadam 的地方，他们都得到好处。
They go on the internet, they see the devotee's website, they benefit.
他们看到奉献者的网站，他们得到好处。
They see a beautiful picture of Krishna.
他们看到 Krishna 的一幅美丽的图片。
And if they think, oh, Krishna looks so nice. You look, what is this? You look so wonderful. What is this picture?
他们想着，哦，这个 Krishna 的这个照片真是非常的漂亮。他们想，这是什么？
They benefit.
他们得到好处。
If they get a book, they get some prasadam. They benefit.
如果他们得到一本书，得到一些 prasadam， 他们得到好处。
Devotees are always thinking about how to give this to others, how to benefit these other people.
奉献者们总是一直在想着如何把这个给别人，如何让其他的人也得到裨益。
Plant the seed in their heart.
接触他们，在他们的心中种下种子。
Especially in this month of Damodar, in many countries, the devotees are going to different people. They're finding homes. They just ask, "Can we come to your home for 10 minutes, 15 minutes? We want to do some special worship." They explain the importance of this month.
就像在 Damodar 这个月，外国的奉献者他们都争取去别人家里边，说我能不能够去你家只待10分钟或者15分钟，做一个特殊的崇拜呢？这样他就可以向他们讲述这个崇拜的重要性了。
Yeah, because this month of Damodar is very auspicious month.Worship Krishna, offer a candle, people get great benefit.
因为达摩达尔这个月点个蜡烛，崇拜达摩达尔非常的吉祥，非常的有重要意义。
Devotees are taking up this. They're contacting their friends, even not devotees. They just say, "We just want to come. We'll just come. We'll just be 10-15 minutes. We'll just come there and do this puja, and then we'll go."
奉献者们就会给他们甚至不是奉献者的朋友们打电话，说我们只去你家待10分钟、15分钟，做这个 puja， 做这个崇拜之后我们就走。
And every night this month, they're going 15, 20, 30 houses in one night.
而每一天的晚上，他们都可以去15家或者去20家人，去20家。
And they're going to homes of non-devotees.
他们去非奉献者的家。
They just go. They take the picture, and they take the. Sometimes they don't even sing. They just take the recording of the Damodar prayers and play that.
他们带着照片，有的时候他们甚至自己不用唱歌，他们就带着唱这个达摩达尔祷文的这个磁带或者是唱片。
And then get them to light a candle and they offer the candle.
教他们点一支蜡烛，让他们供奉这支蜡烛。
Their devotion starts.
他们的奉爱就开始了。
When Prabhupada was in New York, remember, in 1966, he was in the Bowery in the Lower East Side.
在1966年，当帕帕还在 Bowery， 还在那个东城的时候
，Prabhupada was giving a lecture. One of the old drunks and a tramp from the street came in.
有一天晚上，帕帕在讲课，然后有一个又是流浪汉的醉鬼走了进来。
And he carried a couple of toilet rolls, and he put them in the toilet there, in the hall where they were having their program.
他拿来一堆的卫生纸，然后把这卫生纸放在奉献者举行节目的这个大厅里。
And Prabhupada said, "Just see, his devotional service has started."
帕帕说，看哪，他的奉献服务已经开始了。我们越出去的越多，我们为别人的事情做的越多的话，那么有更多的人就会得到机会。
经典里面也说到，既不要依附结果。比如说也要看你那个工作的那个成果的结果怎么样，好像经常都说到你派出有多少本啊，你们发展了多少贡献者啊等等，都要关注你那个结果。
But that's not important.
但那不重要。
It's necessary, but it's not the main thing.
是必要的，但不是主要的。
We need to keep encourage people to distribute the book.
我们需要鼓励人们派书。
Because someone is distributing more books, that he is more Krishna conscious.
但不要以为派的书越多，这个人就越有 Krishna 知觉。
Prabhupada gave the example that sometimes there will be a star comes up in the sky, it's very bright for a few seconds, and it goes out.
帕帕举例说，有的时候有星星出现在天空，非常的灿烂，但几秒钟之后它就消失了。
So in the same way, sometimes the people come into Krishna consciousness and they're distributing many books. For a month or two, or a year or two, then they go away.
同样道理，有的人来到 Krishna 知觉之中，他们一两个月派很多的书，或者是一两年派很多的书，但然后他们就离开了。
But the better devotee, he's just distributing a few books, but he goes out every day for 30 years.
更好的奉
40 years.
更好的奉献者是每天这个奉献者都出去就派几本书，他持续不断的努力30年、40年。
So who's distributing more books?
所以谁派的书更多呢？
It's not. Don't think this is such an important thing.
不要认为这是一件很重要的事情。
Of course, when you're young, young people they're very ambitious and materialistic.
年轻人都是很有野心，而且很物质主义的。
They like to be recognized.
他们希望得到承认。
They want to be the number one.
他们想成为第一。
They're very competitive.
他们竞争性很强。
But that fades.
但这个会衰退的。
There's a materialistic consciousness.
这是一种物质主义的知觉，
所以 we shouldn't be influenced by this.
所以我们不应该受到这个的影响。